Shifting our focus a little bit, a failure to implement policies and laws to fight the abuse of women and children hinders efforts to deal with the problem. This emerged at an event to conclude the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Since the beginning of the activism period last month, three women were killed in Cape Town alone. Internationally renowned activist Prem Rawat was in the country to address the audience on the themes of eliminating violence through reconciliation, hope and forgiveness through a unique peace education program. Now, we spoke to Prem Rawat and asked him how the process of healing should begin.
Well, the way I look at it is these symptoms that we see, the violence and all of these things that we see on the outside, are from a weakness that is from the inside. People are into debating about things, but nobody is feeling their strength. Nobody is feeling the clarity. Nobody is allowing the clarity to emerge. So it's very much like you have a flat tire on the side of the road, and everybody who walks by is saying, oh, you have a flat tire, you have a flat tire, but nobody is willing to help to do something about it. And the time has really come to find the inner strength within people and to say, look, this is enough. We need to change. We need to be human. We need to have our humanity influencing us, not all this craziness.
Mm-hmm. Now, your peace education program has been running for two years now. How has the program been received? And especially when you promoted it here in South Africa, have people benefited through the program?
Oh, it has been an incredible response to the peace education program. In fact, I was talking to some of the people who have been through it and how they were expressing their gratitude, how thankful they were, because it really changed their life, because it addresses the issue of the inner strength. This is what happens when you are weak on the inside. Then on the outside, you have all these prompts saying, no, no, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. But inside, what can you do? Where is your strength? You know, good times will come, bad times will come, but you got to stand on your feet. And this is what Peace Education Program really hones in on, is to strengthen you. And that's why the response has been just amazing.
Mm. Now, how do we get men, or was there a large response from men to the particular campaign? And how do we get them involved to denounce violence, especially against women and children?
What is happening to people is that they have forgotten about the humanness of a human being. And so then this violence occurs because they're not seeing I'm a human being, this other person is a human being. And the solutions to it is reflection, seeing us, understanding us. We are completely out of touch with ourselves. And we need to be in touch with ourselves, especially at this time. And this isn't just South Africa. All around the world, people need to be in touch with their kindness, with their generosity, with peace, with love that every human being has inside of them.
And how do we start that process, Mr. Rawat? Because some say it's a very difficult process to first start with yourself and love yourself before you can care for others.
Well, I understand and I respect the viewpoint of the people who sometimes even say to me, what you're talking about is impossible, it will never happen. And my answer to those people at least is this: what choice do we have? And so, if we have to begin, can we begin with ourselves? Can we slow down a little bit? Can we start to say, what do I want? What do I need? Can I begin from myself? There are tools. Peace Education Program is a wonderful, wonderful tool to allow you to get in touch with yourself, to see not your wants for a minute, but the needs that you have. Self-introspection is so necessary in this society today. We are bombarded every minute. We have got our hand down and two thumbs going. We are so busy, being distracted, that we have lost touch with ourselves, with our thoughts, with our ideas. And everything that is good seems, see the level of desperation here. Everything that is good, that is necessary, that is important, what is our answer to it? That's not gonna happen. That's impossible. I mean, my goodness, if we are on a sinking ship, we are doomed because there is no other choice. No, you've got to swim. You've got to find your strength. You've got to awaken from the heart, and you've got to go forward because this is what life is about. Not the problems, not to be completely overtaken by the problems. That's not life. Life is to awaken and grasp the good and to awaken the beautifulness in each one of us.
Are you optimistic that we'll find that equilibrium and that equation between men and women in the workplace and at home where we can move to the next level and find each other?
Not only am I optimistic, but I am also realistic that without this, we have no good news, no good hope. This is not a luxury that I'm talking about. This is not nice things. This is not airy-fairy things. This has to happen. Otherwise, the very fabric of human beings is falling apart. Children in whose eyes we should see a twinkle, we should see hope, see joy. They are filled with vengeance. They are filled with sadness. They're filled with grief because their parents have been killed in front of them. This is no way to live. This is not life. This is not humanity. This is not civilized world. It's the inner strength of the people that has to emerge. Thank you.